seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. 20 employees and contractors at the Chester Community Charter School have been charged with abusing 26 students, some as young as 5 years old. The investigation started when students told their parents that they were afraid to go to school because of what the adults were doing to them. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
It's been a complete failure, and I'm outraged by it.
Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stahlsteimer says the investigation showed that some adults physically abused several children, while others sat passively and watched.
We have surveillance videos that I've watched of them putting their hands on these children, some as young as five. And these are children who are in the emotional support program. And so in the surveillance videos, you can see them doing pressure point holds on the child's shoulder, causing them pain. You can see them grabbing their hands and putting them in front of them to restrain them. And oftentimes, you can see them then using their knee to take the child to the ground.
The DA says 26 students were allegedly abused by 20 adults, many of whom were contracted by the school. The investigation remains active. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The first warm weekend of spring saw an uptick of shootings in Philadelphia, and officials are pledging to bring the numbers back down. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
13 people were shot over the weekend, including 7 teenagers, one of whom died. That's a reversal for the city, which has seen a drop in violent crime over the last 2 years, and Mayor Sherelle Parker treated it as a wake-up call.
You can have stats and data, but it doesn't mean a thing if you don't feel good walking to the supermarket.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel promised to keep his foot on the gas.
Last time I looked down, there is no brake pad. If we want to continue the reductions we've seen over the last 2 years and going to this year, we're not going to do it if we sit on our heels and not do the work.
The commissioner said police are still investigating all of the incidents, which include the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old girl found at 70th and Elmwood Friday night, a triple shooting at Finley Rec Center Sunday night, and an incident on Temple's campus in which one teen was shot and 12 were arrested during what Bethel called a juvenile surge during an Eid celebration at the Leah Court Center. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Monday was International Trans Day of Visibility, and here in Philly, the mayor and other city officials raised a trans flag outside City Hall to commemorate the occasion. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there.
On the northern apron of City Hall Monday afternoon, Mayor Sherelle Parker stressed the need for equitable economic opportunities for transgender Philadelphians.
Trans Americans are twice as likely to be unemployed compared to their cisgender peers. These disparities are even deeper for trans people of color.
And Parker used the Trans Day of Visibility celebration to tout the appointment of Tyrell Brown as head of Philly's Office of LGBTQ+ Affairs, which was made earlier this month.
Today is about who we are, our humanity, our brilliance, and our resilience, regardless of whatever challenges we face.
While the city government is voicing its support for the trans community, the Trump administration has said outright there are only two genders and has erased mentions of trans people from government websites and passports. Margot Wirt from Bryn Mawr is alarmed as she's trying to secure an international visa.
I am scared to surrender my passport to the State Department because I don't know if I'm going to get it back. I don't know if my rights are going to be respected. I don't know if I'm going to be able to leave the country and come back.
At City Hall, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
How great was it seeing the Phillies back at Citizens Bank Park yesterday? The Phils beat the Rockies 6-1 in their home opener. The new season at the ballpark brings new features, new food, and new hope for a World Series win. KYW's Mike DiNardo talked with fans.
New this year at Citizens Bank Park, a s'mores quesadilla, improved ribbon scoreboards, and upgraded subwoofers in the sound system. It makes opening day that much better, says Leo Agogina of Kensington.
Good times, you know. Great crowds always, you know. Life is good.
Some fans thought the Phils needed to make big offseason roster changes after last year's playoff exit at the hands of the Mets. Liz Paul of Hershey says there may be changes if the current squad doesn't win.
I think we're nearing the end of that window. I think that's why they didn't make many changes this year. I feel like they wanted to give this team one last shot.
Cody Sweeten of Northeast Philadelphia is here for opening day, and he believes he'll be back here in October.
I'm not going to say I hope so because I have real confidence in this team. I think they can be there. Even if it's the wild card series, let's just say, I think they can beat anybody, especially here at our ballpark with our fans. I think we can take care of business.
At Citizens Bank Park, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.